Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
And welcome to Those Working Fangirls, where we talk all things nerdy book, TV, movie, pop culture, fandoms, and how they integrate into our adult lives. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Christine.
And we are coming at you from Forks, Washington, live at the Forever Twilight in Forks Festival. Woo!
We are literally in the Forks High School library right now, which is crazy. Welcome to our first live podcast.
Yay!
So today we are going to be playing Twilight Hot Takes. So we had our listeners send in hot takes over the past few weeks. Y'all can share your hot takes. We each have our own hot takes. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a fun time. But before we get into that.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you guys know what a hot take is.
Yeah.
It's like a harsh or funny, lighthearted, unpopular opinion. It's going to be about the Twilight books and movies.
Yeah, and or movies. Well, give us an example.
Okay. First example.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, give it to us. Hit me with it.
Dakota Johnson plays a better Bella than Kristen Stewart.
Oh! Ow. That one hurts.
I know. Okay. I thought it when I first saw 50 Shades of Grey. I was like, that's Bella.
Okay, I like a different type of hot take as well. So I have an example of one that like I would do, okay? Like Renesmee should have imprinted on Jane, okay? Hear me out. And then Jane would spend so much time with Renesmee, she'd have like this whole redemption arc and she'd become a good person and be like a complete spinoff of the series. And we get to know the Volturius people because as she gets better, everyone around her gets better. Ugh. And then Jane would end up dying because she'd get too attached, she'd love being married to Renesmee, and then they'd have a baby together, and then be like, she'd like love the baby so much she'd turn it into a vampire, and then she'd have to be murdered by her own family, and then after that Renesmee would be a widow, and then Jacob would imprint on her.
I don't think that's a hot take.
That's a hot take.
That's like fan fiction.
It's what should have happened.
I don't think Renesmee can imprint.
Redemption for Jane.
Not Jacob?
Jacob is already redeemed.
But Jacob, though, is the one who can imprint.
Well, what if Renesmee could imprint, too? We don't know about her.
She's not half wolf. Yeah.
But we don't know anything about half vampires. So don't put it past her.
Okay, so this is our third time in Forks for the festival, and we are huge Twihards, okay? Our podcast name is an ode to Twilight, those forking fangirls. You could say that the cuss word if you want, but we like Forks.
Yeah, I mean, the whole saying forking is also a reference to Forks. We love the double meaning there.
Yeah. And our photo shoot, like our
album art
is actually an ode to Robin Kristen's first photo shoot.
Yes. The very vampire-y Rob makeup. It was very pale. And we did all of the iconic photo shoots for our like promo photos for the podcast. It was the best. We did the Vanity Fair shoot. I was Edward, of course. I don't know if you could see it.
We also did like a snippet of like Harper's Bazaar, like laying in our friend's yard with like
with the roses around us. It was very cold. The grass was wet.
Good times. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So we do a segment called Snap Crackle Pop Culture News every week, and it's just like the stuff happening in pop culture that week that we're personally excited about. So we're gonna do it today, but we're going to make everything relevant to Twilight to like bring it back around. So the first thing on our doc today is that Olivia Rodrigo released her Get Him Back music video. And this is relevant because Olivia Rodrigo's first single from Guts is called Vampire. And I don't know if you saw the music video, but it's a reference to Twilight. She's laying in a weird meadow on top of a stage. And the Get Him Back video was really fun. There's like a million Olivias. It's edited really, really well.
Filmed on an iPhone.
Yeah, it's filmed on an iPhone. Did anyone see it? Nobody cares about Olivia Rodrigo in this room. There's no Twilight crossover. All right. And she announced her world tour, which I think Natasha's thinking about.
I signed up for tickets.
Yes, yes. Yes. All right. What else do we have?
So the VMAs were this past weekend.
Yeah. Did anyone watch?
No.
Two people! I watched clips.
Yeah. And how do the VMAs tie back to Twilight, Christine?
Okay, the VMAs tie back to Twilight because MTV hosts them, and they also host the movie awards, and Twilight owned the movie awards.
Yes, they did.
All throughout the early 2010s and late 2008s.
And they were like the first people on set, too, that had like a really popular interview. Josh Horowitz.
Made MTV cool again.
Yes.
It did. It's a true story. Okay, today in Taylor Swift news, though, Taylor Swift now holds the record for second highest wins at the VMAs, just behind Beyonce. Yeah, she has 23 and Beyonce has 26. Woo! Ladies owning.
I told Christine she was only allowed to have like one Taylor Swift news. It's a thing on the podcast where she has to talk about Taylor every single episode. And she somehow did get three. She had three here. I told her one, and now there's three again.
Well, there's only two.
There's three.
Okay, if you watch Taylor Swift accept her award, NSYNC presented it to her. Yeah, and they had a reunion, and she was just fangirling, and so were we, and it's so cute. You have to watch the clip if you
haven't. I feel like there's going to be something happening with NSYNC. Like, are they coming back?
Well, she kept saying that. They do?
Oh, they have a new song.
Oh my god. This again with Justin Timberlake and the Trolls movie songs. Oh my gosh.
Okay, you didn't hear that, there is a new NSYNC song coming for the Trolls movie.
Yes. Okay. And Taylor Swift won for her music video Antihero, just to clarify. All right. Should we move on? Or do you want to talk about Timothy Chalamet?
Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner. Okay. Timothee Chalamet and Kylie Jenner are...
How are they relevant to Twilight? Want me to bring it back?
Yeah, how are they relevant to Twilight?
Okay, Timothee Chalamet could have played Edward. That's how it's relevant to Twilight.
He still could.
He couldn't have played him in 2008. He was a bebé, probably.
Yeah. but now he's like perfect age. Okay, I really like them together. They just... No?
No? The audience doesn't like them together.
What? If you look at if you look at Timmy's dating history,
Timmy? Who calls him that?
The internet calls him that.
Timothée Chalamet.
He has a history of dating these types of women, and it makes
of women?
The type that doesn't make sense to go along with him.
I don't know what you're saying. I feel like this is problematic.
That's why I'm gonna stop. I think it's cute. They just went on a little trip together. He was taking all these romantic photos of her. They're on his Instagram. Look them up.
All right.
She seems to be
in
love.
I just saw them at the Beyonce concert, like, PDAing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the viral clip that I think everyone saw. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay,
well, that's our Snap Crackle Pop Culture news today. We're going to move on, but before we do, I want to take a second to thank everyone listening out there, everyone for supporting the pod. This is a listener-supported podcast. We couldn't do it without you. If you don't know, we also have a Patreon. patreon.com/thoseworkingfangirls, where you can support the show in a bigger way. We have lots of perks, and every week we do an extra half an hour show called Fangirl Tea Time. Called Fangirl Tea Time, and that's all available in the show notes.
We actually have two patrons here today. We're very excited.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Melissa. And if you're not already, you can follow the podcast for free in your favorite podcast listening app. It's available everywhere. And there's a visual version on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, hi. You can click the subscribe button for free so you don't miss an episode. Thank you. All right.
Hot takes.
It's time for the hot takes. All right. So we've got a bunch from listeners. Mm-hmm. We have some from the audience, and we're going to get right into it. Do you want to break it with one of your hot takes?
Why don't you go first? Because
I have a very, like, tame, normal hot take. Like, all my hot takes are very weird, and the ones that aren't are like, New Moon is the best Twilight movie. Is that controversial? No. Does everyone think it's the best Twilight movie?
No.
All right. Wait, who does think it's... Raise your hand. Okay, so...
Three people.
So it is kind of a hot four. Okay, and me. Five. Okay.
Okay, so I have one now.
Okay, what's your not tame one?
You want a not tame?
Okay.
Mine are pretty much tame,
all
too.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I don't know if this is controversial, but I do think that all the movies should have been blue.
No.
Yes.
I liked when we got warm in New Moon because Jacob is warm. It matched. And we were cold when we met Edward. You see the metaphor
in the
cinematography? Mm-hmm. At least it wasn't Harry Potter. It did get green. All right. Okay. Our first one I have in the doc today is from Abby B. And she says, in each film, Rob is progressively more makeup.
Rob
is wearing progressively more makeup, and it looks bad. I'll say it.
I say, yeah.
The audience agrees?
Yeah. The lipstick
is
chalky. Oh,
they did put lipstick in. But I felt like his face got better. Like, the makeup was really heavy on the foundation in the first couple movies.
No.
No one feels this?
No, Twilight hair, Twilight makeup, best. And his outfit.
I feel like I liked New Moon.
His hair was too short in New Moon.
He still looked good.
Yeah, it's too short to bring down.
All right. Do you
remember when he shaved his head a little bit?
Yeah, because he was like, I don't want people talking about my hair anymore.
No, it was for a movie.
But I feel like he also was like, I don't want people talking about
my
hair.
No, it was for a movie when they shaved like half of... What movie? Cosmopolis.
Cosmopolis?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't think you were as involved as I was.
I was involved. Excuse me. Do you want to read one?
Yeah. Okay. Should I jump around?
You can go in order, but just do a different person's.
Okay, this is from Julianne and Beth.
Just do like one of their hot takes, but read the blurby.
Okay, here are some hot takes from me and my friend Beth, whose brother I'm dating and moved from Florida to Scotland for.
Whoa!
While watching New Moon and drinking Pinot Grigio, Beth and I had some hot takes and some questions. Hot take number one. Oh my. Oh my.
You want me to read it?
Sex with Edward or Jacob would probably be really terrible because of their body temperatures.
Oh.
Do we have young ears in here? Specifically, Edward is ice cold and his entire body is hard like marble.
Yeah. Ooh. That's
so
weird.
Basically, oh my God, I'm not saying that.
Basically, like being railed by an icicle.
The next.
Oh my god! Meanwhile, Jacob is extremely warm, which could be nice, or like being railed by a curling iron. I don't think it's that bad. He's not that hot, right?
Yeah. A curling iron's like 360 degrees.
Yeah, but he's not. He's 108, like lost. Like, the Lost number, 108. No one's seen Lost. do you want to read her second hot take?
I'm scared now.
Okay, Team Jacob. Team Jacob destroys Team Edward in the movies? I don't know.
What?
Does it? After the first Twilight movie, Edward starts looking like the sad combination of a Mormon father and a hairy vagrant from the 1800s? What is this hot take? Julianne and Beth! They were tipsy. Okay, let's get someone else's.
Oh my gosh. Should we take one from the audience?
Yeah. Do you want to read it?
I can't move.
All right, I'll get it to you. No, did anyone read your name? We don't have any names.
Who
on
was
here.
The last one who put it? Melissa.
Okay.
This is from our patron saint.
Melissa.
Okay. The Eclipse film was the worst, despite being an incredible book. Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Is it incredible compared to the other ones?
I think what makes Eclipse great is all the flashbacks.
Oh.
And I do think that is the high point in the films. And I wish that, like, one of my hot takes is... Wait, I have something...
Oh, we forgot about our own hot takes.
Yeah. I said, one of my hot takes is the most interesting, compelling part of the Twilight books is the Cullens or the Volturi. Mm. Which I feel like...
But what about Edward? Oh, he is a Cullen.
He's a Cullen. I feel like that's not unpopular, right?
No, I think that's real. But yeah. I feel like it is controversial that Eclipse is the best book. A lot of people think that it doesn't need to exist, right? I mean, and my favorite book's Breaking Dawn. A lot of people don't like Breaking Dawn.
Well,
yeah,
because you skipped Jacob's part.
I didn't skip Jacob's part. Only when I read it the next five times. Oh, my gosh. All right, I have a hot take. Jacob's sisters didn't get enough screen time and should have been a part of the plot, just as for Rachel and Rebecca Black.
Yes!
Who even are they? Why did we even introduce them?
I wonder why. Is it because, like, Stephanie has siblings that she saw within them?
Well, I don't... But we never saw them, right? Like, Jake just mentions them, and they're, like, off in college, but you should still come home for the holidays. Like, Paul imprints on one of the sisters?
It's like the first Ben Breaking Dawn, Paul and Rachel run into each other.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Everybody forgets that part, but it is totally a thing.
Oh, my God. Okay, so... Oh my gosh. Oh. Okay, so if you didn't hear that, Paul imprinted on either Rebecca or Rachel.
Rachel.
It was Rachel. Or... Okay, so, like, do we need their spinoff story where Rachel is the main character?
Ooh, would it be in the, like, Jacob and Nessie series?
Oh, maybe. I just picture this, like, he's the youngest brother, right? So it's like if they did a book about my younger brother and didn't include me. How dare they?
Okay. What should I read one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to do Jessica from New Zealand. I have always hated that Edward and Bella have a baby.
Aww.
I don't like that it's even possible to happen, and it's one of the reasons I really don't like Breaking Dawn. Breaking Dawn would have been so much better if there wasn't a pregnancy storyline and baby, because it completely overshadows Edward and Bella's wedding, honeymoon, newlywed life. I also wish that Bella becoming a vampire hadn't been a necessity by Edward to save her life and had been a deliberate choice by him, as they agreed. Him. It's her choice.
No, well, she's saying that she wanted Miss Wish that Edward, like, agreed to her wanting to be a vampire instead of having to do it because she was dying.
Yeah.
But, like, he was prepared because he was going to do it after mm-hmm. she gave birth, right? Wasn't that a thing?
But I think he was only because the birth would have been so traumatic. I think that's why he thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't get all the horror with him eating the baby out, and that was iconic. Like... Why do we remember the book? Because of that scene. And then...
But also, like, we wouldn't have gotten plot then.
Yeah.
Because the Volturi comes back because they thought...
Because of the baby. We needed the baby for something bad to happen.
Yeah, they went on Alice. That's true.
Yeah, but it would have been so different.
Would we have had a battle?
I don't know. Oh. I probably would have done the same thing because Bella would have still been turned into a vampire. Right? Or would she have remained human for...
She would have had to because the Volturi...
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Volturi. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Or maybe they would have come and forced Edward's hand and that would have been the drama.
There's probably fan fiction out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, did you just read one?
I read one just from Jessica.
Okay. I will read one from Teresa M. Someone calling? She says, Jacob Black should have died. Dun, dun, dun. And then she says, but let me give you my reasoning.
Oh.
Imagine we're back in Eclipse at the newborn vampire battle. The Bella, Jacob, and Edward love triangle is at its peak. There could have been this dramatic-ass scene in the battle where Bella is about to die, but Jacob comes rushing out of left field and risks his life to save Bella, and we all would have sobbed. We would have been shook if that Stephanie killed the main character, and it would have made the stakes high for Breaking Dawn, because if Stephanie could kill Jacob, nobody is safe. We would have been terrified that she would kill a Cullen in the Volturi battle scene. Many Team Jacob fans were holding on to hope that somehow Jacob would end up with Bella, but a good way to have fans let go would have been to let the homeboy just die in the end.
Oh.
I mean.
I just got like a sense of what the series could have
been. Yeah, I know. It would have been more intense.
Yeah.
But it would have been very sad. And could we really get rid of Team Jacob and Team Edward before the end? Even though it was clear that Edward was obviously going to win. Yeah, I don't think we could have done that.
I feel like I'm glad she didn't kill off anyone, because I feel like when you start killing off main characters like Game of Thrones or something, you kind of lose the fandom because you end off on an unhappy note, and no one really wants to leave on it when the books are filled with so much happiness and romance that, like, I don't know if the fandom would have been as tightly knit.
It wouldn't have been like the happy making comfort series that we have it right now. Yeah, yeah. We would be like, I don't want to read this one because it's too sad and I don't want to go through it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. You want to read us one?
Yeah. This is from our friend Amy Taylor. She's in the back. Of course you would write this. Which one do I read? Okay, I'm going to read the second one.
Okay.
Esme is underrated because people don't know her backstory, which has similarities to Bella. And I think that's very true. Yeah. We don't know much of her backstory.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were going to read the first one. I just got so confused. You said Esme's underrated. Oh, yeah. The first one says Carlisle is the best and most important character in the Twilight saga. I was ready for that.
Amy's handle is Oh My Carlisle. Team Carlisle from the beginning.
All right. Should I read another one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of Amy's. I don't know what tit soak is.
This is a skin
of
a killer.
Oh. Who calls it tit soak?
Everyone.
What?
Tits soak? What? Oh my god, okay. Tit soak is dumb and it makes me think of a wet t-shirt contest. Oh my god. This is the skin of a killer, Bella.
Is the skin of a killer.
But it doesn't have Bella on it. This is the skin of a killer. Alright, I got it. You wanna read one of yours?
Sure. Okay.
Give us.
Okay. This one goes along with Amy's. Esme's wig in the first movie is the best version of her hair.
Yes.
I don't even remember any of the other versions.
I didn't know that was a wig for the very longest time. Straight dark hair.
I don't notice hair the same way Natasha notices hair.
And then it became black and
they flipped. Yeah. That wig was so beautiful. It was like a 1950s housewife. Like, she put it in like rollers the night before and brushed it out. Oh. Like, so much volume, so much color dimension as well.
Cool. That's cool. I have one. Life and Death has a better ending than Twilight. That's an actual hot take, I think. But if you read Life and Death, did everyone read it?
Yeah.
All right. I was shocked to my very core reading that. I was not ready for it to be different. I was bawling. And I know it would have changed the future of the series, but wow, that hit hard. Damn. Give us one.
I want to say one of mine again.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I know it's been like a really long time since we read the books, but I still don't understand how Edward doesn't go feral when Bella's on her period.
Because it's dead blood.
No, it's still blood.
Stephanie literally answered this in like one of the questions.
I know that. I don't understand it though.
Because it doesn't actually make sense.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, same thing with the whole pregnancy thing. It doesn't make sense. Right. Really? It's fine.
All right.
Fantasy, right?
Right? Fantasy world.
Okay. I've got another one from Abby B here. Edward and Jacob are actually the most cringe names. Imagine being down bad over someone called Edward. I mean, it's because he's born in the early 1900s. That should be age appropriate. I mean, time age appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't think Jacob's that bad. Everyone's named Jacob. Jake is fun.
I know so many Bellas now. It's crazy. That I name don't. Boomed.
Bella. Do you call them that?
No. Okay, this is from Caitlin. Catherine Hardwick would have made the series so much better if she had directed them all rather than have a different director for each one. I still kind of find that weird.
Interesting.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
I liked mixing it up. I feel like it's fun when they do that.
I thought it was good. My only issue with the mix-up is them changing composers and then changing the score for New Moon and Eclipse. But I did like how Carter like brought it all together for Breaking Dawn, which made it make sense. But like while we were on that journey of watching the films, it was very weird not having like an actual theme like every other series has, like Harry Potter, Avengers. Like,
but I do love the New Moon theme.
I love the New
Moon
theme.
So beautiful.
I think the New Moon theme is better.
Did a great job, yeah. Mm-hmm. But like then we also Bella's Lullaby from, we have like one from each one, except Eclipse and Breaking Dawn. Breaking Dawn Part 2. Is there? Well, there's some clips. There's that one that goes into the song, right? I really like that one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. This is a hot take, and it's mine. Okay, so movie Carlisle looks too old. I really wanted to see a 23-year-old ruling over a herd of deathly pale 20-something teenagers like I got in the book. And I really wanted to see him, like, ruling over the hospital as a 23-year-old. Like, it just blew my mind when I read this, like, a couple years after the first time I read it. I was like, wait a minute, I'm 23. I'm ruling. I have, like, teenage daughters. Like, it's just weird to see that visual, and I thought it was gonna be really funny, and then he was like age almost appropriate in the movie.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, who's is this from? I don't know, there's no name. Make sure to put your name on it. This is from the audience. If Bella kisses Jacob but loves both Edward and Jacob, is that emotional cheating?
This is interesting. Yeah,
that's cheating.
Yeah, well, when is it happening? Like, it depends. Well, because Edward left her, so it's not really, is it? Because he left her in a forest, in the rain, alone. That bitch. Wait, but didn't she kiss Jacob in the middle, too?
Are we talking about Eclipse?
I thought we're talking about Eclipse. Oh, wait. They're together. I thought we're talking about New Moon. They do kiss in New Moon, don't they? Am I getting... When they are on... He answers the phone for Edward and they're about to kiss. Does this not count? But it counts. I forgot. And then she punches him in Eclipse.
Well, there's that time. And then on the mountain.
Yeah. He was, oh, this scene was what we're talking about. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was definitely really sketch.
Jacob replaying that
mountain? Yeah. Well, on the mountain, didn't she, like, she reasoned it out herself, like she's saving his life with this or something? But, yeah, Edward was just, like, standing there, right?
Listening to the whole thing.
He did. You know what I was just thinking about? How, like, because I didn't think about it like this, like, the first time I read it, but when Jake gave her that bracelet, you know, and then Edward had to give her a giant-ass diamond to go on the bracelet to be bigger than his gift. Like, that's toxic shit. That's a flag.
I mean, that
is the take that everyone loves to have.
Well, it's funny because, yes, Edward was toxic, but when we read this, when we were like 14 years old, and I'm not saying everyone did at that time, but when I did, I was like, oh, it's so romantic. Like, I would just want Edward as a boyfriend. Yeah. And now I can see it.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. Well, at the time also, you're just so enamored with Edward that everything he did was amazing. Like, it's like he's just protecting her. Like, I defend him to my grave back then. But now you look at it and you see all the flags for, like, abuse. And you're like, oh. That's what they were talking about. But, like, Edward's a vampire. You just don't understand. There's that part of me that's just like... There's this little 18-year-old that's like, but, like, I empathize.
You have one?
Yes. Okay. So this is from Haley. This one for you. Okay. All right. Carlisle and Bella have more sexual tension in the office scene than Edward and Bella.
Oh!
Oh my God. Oh no, he's only 23. He's supposed to look younger.
That was a very tender scene.
It was. You were talking about the scene with the glass.
We did a little chin. Yeah.
But Bella doesn't even, like, wouldn't even register because she's already, like, head over heels obsessed with Edward.
Patient care. Oh, Amy's saying patient care. Great patient care. Okay, this is another Carlisle one. Amy, can you sit there so I can see you? Sit. If you can, sorry.
Why are you making her sit?
Because I had to go like this to see her.
All right,
go ahead. I need your facial expressions. This one's also from the audience. There is no name. But Carlisle lived with the Volturi for decades, got on well with all of them, and especially Aro. Was allowed to follow his own diet for almost all that time and leave when he wanted, and is the only vampire in the world Aro views as a personal friend. Sulpicia lives in a tower and is never seen. Wait, who's that? Aro's wife. Okay.
What? Aro has a wife?
Yeah. Marcus's wife is dead because Aro ordered her killed.
Wait a minute. Why don't we ever get to see them?
Because they're towers.
You get to see them in Breaking Dawn Part 2 momentarily.
Oh, that's right. They were brought. Okay. Conclusion.
They were brought.
Wait. Hold on. This is not over with. Conclusion, there's no way Aro and Carlisle didn't date.
Wow. I really would love to know about Carlisle's dating history.
Yeah.
I think we need his, like, diary. Stephanie could write Carlisle's diary. But just the dating biz. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Wait, so these wives were just, like, property?
Oh, Amy wrote in fan fiction.
Well, so
are they vampires?
Yeah. So they realized it was a weakness because they're their mates, and they're, like, it's a very big weakness, right? And so Marcus, because of this, wanted to leave, and so they secretly had his wife killed. Marcus doesn't know that it was Aro and stuff, and that's why Marcus is suicidal, is because his mate's dead.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that
sister.
Bit.
Aro's sister.
I remember that. So
that's why they keep them, like, in a tower, and they have, like, they keep them just, like, happy and stuff because they're worried.
Are they happy?
They, like, manipulate them into being happy.
Oh, they're gaslit into being happy?
No, like powers.
Oh, powers. I forgot about the powers. Damn, that's evil. All right. I have a hot take.
Okay.
Okay. Eclipse should have included the movie. Eclipse should have included a ribbon cutting ceremony to call back to the book cover of Eclipse. And I know exactly where they could have put it, okay? So, you know how Edward gives her that giant bed? He could have had a cutting ceremony with a ribbon around the bed and scissored it. And then it would have fallen and been just like the cover. We did it in the first movie. We did it kind of in the second movie. We definitely did it in Breaking Dawn. We're just missing the ribbon. That was supposed to be a ribbon.
Yeah.
No. Blood ribbons don't count.
That could be taken in a very different way.
We need ribbon ribbons. Bed ribbon would be a ribbon.
Okay, this is from Brittany L. I'm very interested to hear everyone's opinion. I don't think there needs to be a Twilight TV show made. I am satisfied with the movies.
Why wouldn't we want more? Yeah, the movies are over.
I want more.
I want
more.
No more future? What about Renesmee?
Each chapter would be an episode.
Possibly better casting.
Well, age-appropriate Carlisle?
Possibly. I'm just, because I feel like they should expand. Like, they should start.
They can expand so much in a TV show, which
they
should
start, like, way before Bella's even entering into the picture.
Yeah.
Like, they need to start.
Or they could alternate, like, Lost. And do each character, which I think would be ideal, because they probably don't want to start without Bella for episodes and episodes. Yeah.
That's true.
Lost it up.
I think no TV show until Lionsgate stops taking down independent artist work.
Oh, yeah. Fuck the AMPTP.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Until the strikes are done, obviously. All right. Do you want to give one?
Did I just give one? I just did one.
I'm getting so confuzzled here. Okay. Wow, everyone loves Carlisle. All right. Okay. This is from Alana. It rhymes with banana. Okay. So Alana is a super new fan of Twilight. She binge-watched all the movies a few months ago, just turned 28, haven't read the books, so this might change. But she thinks that Bella should have ended up with Jacob. Both Edward and Jacob were toxic, but she and Jacob would have been better together. Aww. I don't know. I don't see her ending up with Jacob. He has to end up with Renesmee.
Jacob is toxic as well.
I didn't say he wasn't.
Oh.
She said he was too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think she just wanted to reference
him.
Better Together.
Better Together is my second novel. Order it on Amazon now. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think that they should have ended up together personally. I think that they were all wrong from the very beginning. I couldn't believe she dared think of someone else when I read it the first time.
Okay, this is from Abby B. She says, I love watching Twilight as an adult and appreciating Charlie Swan. He's so handsome and fatherly. He is giving Pedro Pascal daddy.
Oh.
What if Pedro Pascal played Charlie Swan in the Twilight series?
He's too old now.
TV series.
Yeah, I think TV he has to be series. Younger.
No. No.
He has to be 23.
He has to be hot.
He's hot.
If they go animated, he can do the
voice. Would you want an animated TV show?
I don't want
an
animated.
No, I don't
want
animated.
I want good sparkles. This is one of my... Okay, I have a hot take. Okay, my hot take here is... Edward should have sparkled more in the movies. It was like a continuity error because he only sparkled like twice. And then in Breaking Dawn, they're literally like out on the beach and there's sun and it's like the tiniest glimmer on his shoulder. He's in the water. And I just like when I pictured him reading the books, he was like a full-on diamond in the light. And he didn't even get a real sparkle at all in the movies where they had the budget to make him sparkle. What was that about? I know what it was about. Everyone made fun of him. But, like, lean in.
Yeah, that was...
I feel like we should lean in.
Yeah. Okay, Jessica from New Zealand says, I think that Jacob, Leah would have been a far superior ship, and it's annoying that Stephanie chose Renesmee for him over her. Jacob and Leah makes a lot of sense to me, and I would argue you could even see hints that they like each other.
Hate to love? Yeah, is that, right? Yeah, I was thinking there was a hate to love thing happening the first time, but honestly, my favorite scene is when Bella comes out and she's like, you nicknamed my child after the Loch Ness Monster? Like, we wouldn't get that if she was with Leah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he could still imprint and just be with Leah.
Oh.
But imprinting by nature of it isn't that he's whatever they need at the time. So eventually when she wanted a boyfriend, he would like ditch Leah and be like, sorry, my imprint needs comfort.
That's true. He wouldn't be the number one priority.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
Yeah, you wouldn't be number one.
That would be horrible, yeah. Doesn't that happen with Sam? Oh, God, that would be horrible.
That would be, like, the beginning of Leah's, like, villain arc.
Yeah. There's another spinoff. Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. You have one?
I just did one.
Oh, okay. I've got one from Nina. Okay. The Volturi are the good guys, and the Cullens are disturbing the peace. And, like, you could make an argument for this. But also, like, who are the Volturi to decide things? I always wondered about this. Like, why did they get to decide? Did they just...
Because they fought for it, right?
Well, what about the Cullens? They're going to challenge them. I'm still waiting for the book where the Cullens challenge the Volturi for presidency of the vampire community. Like, they could take them, especially with Bella just doing her little guardy thing the whole time. Well, we'd still get to see their heads ripped off, right? They'd have to die.
Ooh. This one's from Amy Taylor. Ben Barnes would have been a better Edward Cullen than Robert Pattinson.
Who is he?
What?
Oh. How dare you?
The Darkling. Oh. Shadow and Bone.
Ben Barnes, though, he just doesn't feel like Edward because he's, like, so dark and handsome. He really reminds me of Sirius.
He would
Black.
Have been more like flirty. Like, he's so flirty.
Yeah, but if they're gonna, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't remember that era. I had to rewatch. Well, I guess I have.
Or
to
we could have just had Henry Cavill as Edward. Yeah. He was a little too old at that time.
I'm trying to think of any other actor, and I'm just blanking, except for Timothy Chalamet. I'm like, who did I want to play Edward? I didn't know anyone else. All right. Is it your turn? My turn? All right. Let's see. This is from at by 4twy. Okay. I was like, I thought the periods were... O's. I was like, bio 40? Okay, this is from at by for twi. Bella should have ended up in a thruple with Allison Jasper. Interesting take. Wait,
what?
Bella should have ended up in a thruple with Allison Jasper. It's a hot take.
That's a spicy take.
It's a spicy take, but like thruples in books are interesting. Cassie's doing one in the latest. Cassandra Clare, has anyone read... Yeah, The Dark Artifices. There's a thruple, like, building in that, and I'm very intrigued.
Okay. This is a wig one that I also agree with. Jacob's wig in New Moon made him look so hot despite the criticisms from other people. And I agree. He looks really good with that wig in New Moon. He looks tall.
He looks tall? I don't... In New Moon?
It was really bad in Twilight, but it was really good in New Moon.
Yeah. I guess it was fine. I didn't really notice. Like, the hair. I like his hair short, though. He looks good. Oh, yeah. He looks good with short hair. Okay, give us one of your hot takes.
Mine aren't as good.
All right.
Okay, wait. Okay. So... We all love Bryce Dallas Howard, but Rochelle was the better Victoria.
Yeah. Yes. I couldn't believe that change in cast. Not that it... I know. But at the time, remember, like, everyone was just obsessing over Bella's wig, and I was like, what about Victoria being switched?
I didn't like the wig. It didn't move right. It was very, like, stuck to her head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was creepy in, like, a doll way.
In a doll way.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Rob's Edward voice is bad, and you should have just been British. That's one of mine. I just, like, his voice was always just so, like, hi, Bella. I was like, are you whispering? Like, I know what he was doing. He's trying to be velvet, because that's how it's described in the book, right? But
that's where Ben Barnes' voice would have been great.
Oh, yeah, he does have a velvet voice. Shit. But, like, Edward's got that hair that goes, like, floopity floop. Don't we need the floop hair? But there's that, like, there's that one line that always bothers me when he, like, jumps down from the truck and he's like, you should meet my family. you know what I'm talking about? I don't know exactly what he says, but there's this moment where his British accent is just there. And I'm like, why didn't we film that again? Like, why?
Okay, this one is from Sarah M., and it says, Alice should have been the main character. Every plot of every book hinges on her and her ability to see the future. She's got main character energy, and I fully agree. Yeah, facts.
Mm-hmm. Everyone said facts. Yeah, but I like Edward, though. Like... What if it was like Edward and Alice and you switch point of views every chapter?
Oh,
wait, but we hate Edward's point of view. He's annoying, right?
That face.
No? That... What about with the ants for like 30 pages? It's fine. No, it's Edward. That's why she didn't want to write it, because Edward was annoying.
Okay, who liked Midnight Sun better than Twilight?
That was annoying. What? How many people raised their hand? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16? No way. Do you remember Twilight? Okay, but who liked Midnight Sun better than Life and Death? Who liked Life and Death better than Twilight? Nobody? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Okay. Yeah, I like all three too. I was just trying to like rank them, but.
Bo gives me gender euphoria.
I love it.
I liked Bo. I liked that whole thing.
Edith is a sassy queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like picturing Edith as like the vampire part. I guess like she was the boss. Interesting. You know what parts were funny of Midnight Sun? My favorite parts were when Edward was like, what if a comet comes and hits her in the middle of the night? I have to go watch her sleep just in case. Highlights. Do you have one of yours that you want to read?
No.
Okay. I'm going to... Okay, how about we go to 11:15
There's
and wrap?
There's one right there.
Oh.
Do you want to write one?
Oh, you do? Did we miss it?
Okay, this is a hot take from Angel. The change in Breaking Dawn Part 2 with the battle scene should have been kept in. Should have been kept? Like, in the book?
Wait, read it again.
Like, not as a, like, dream. Like, not a vision. It should have just been.
Oh. Oh. So the scene at the end of Breaking Dawn should have been canon.
No, that was...
That's like Jacob should have died. Like, that's the same vibes. I mean, like, it would have hit hard, and we've all, but
no. That was devastating.
I know. We
everyone
were all
died.
Well, not everyone, but Seth died, and that really got me.
Seth, Leah, Carlisle.
Yes. Carlisle's been Jasper. Alive a really long time, so we could have done with that.
No.
And then Edward
Leah
would pick up and be the patriarch of the family. Bella would never let them get God.
Amy saying that everyone would have died at the very end. So like,
or Edward and Bella would have died when after they rip off Arrow's head and those Volturi are swooping in. Yes. I forget if it was Stephanie or Viscondin or whatever said that. Yeah, that was the moment that Bella and Edward would not have survived.
Ooh.
But then Renesmee would be like,
well, even the
raised by Jacob, and then they'd get together. It would be a weird journey. He would be her father figure growing up.
I don't like that.
Oh my god. All right.
Should I read? Is it my turn?
Okay, this is from Cherish. If Leah wasn't going to get a happy ending, she should have died in Eclipse. Wow, we've got a lot of death wishes happening.
That is rude, and Leah deserves better.
Oh my god. I actually like the name Renesmee.
I do too.
I thought it was cute. Yeah.
I think it's a good name.
Yeah. Like that they mesh the two names, like another hot take. Like I think it's fun when couples mesh their last names together too,
so that they don't have to choose one. All right, you go.
Okay, from Caitlin, it says number five. Okay, Charlie dating Sue was strange since him and Harry were besties when he was alive, and it felt too soon. Yeah.
But that happens a lot in life because it's such an experience that no one else can relate to except for that one person.
Yeah.
And they spend a lot of time together supporting each other. Like, I can see it happening easily. Really?
Billy Black was going after her.
Damn. Wow. I really like this one from Jessica from New Zealand, who gave us the spicy... Wait, did she give us the spicy ones? No, she didn't. Okay. She said, I think it would be interesting if Bella hadn't forgiven Edward for leaving her in New Moon as easily as she does. I would have liked to see Edward grovel for her forgiveness.
Yes!
Yeah.
Me too. That was weird, actually, that he didn't. Bella was way too
forgiving
and enamored. Like, he lied. He said he would never leave her to her face, and in his head he was like, except if it's best for her. Like, that doesn't count as not lying. Mm-hmm. That song. My fingers crossed. Oh my gosh. But yeah, that was always annoying. That always made me so mad because I like that when he told her that in the first book, I was like, he's never gonna leave her, so I don't have to be worried. Like, 18-year-old me was like, he promised. And then the first few chapters of the next book, he broke it. It was so devastating.
All right. We're going to do a couple more and then wrap up.
Sorry.
I have one myself. People should have worn more bright colors in the movies. Everything's very skin toned and gray. They are very, very neutral tones.
That is a very artistic choice.
Yeah, but, like, I love when movies, like or shows, Sex Education with all their bright colors. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
It would have given, is earthy tones.
Yeah, but it would have been fun.
Grounded. Furs. Textures.
It's all just, so that's why when I come to Forks, I don't feel comfortable bringing colors because of the movies. Like, I'm wearing white and green to blend in with the wilderness.
It makes sense here. That's why. This is from Caitlin. I feel like after Jacob became a wolf, his personality in the film at least completely changed, which I don't know if I would have taken it that far in that direction. He wasn't as sincere and empathetic anymore.
Yeah, I didn't understand that in the movies.
Me either.
Yeah. Even, like, his... They tried to blame it on, like, the mood swings, but... You know, because wolves are supposed to have, like, anger issues, right? Is that a thing? Yeah.
He's, like, hot-tempered.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, he just wasn't himself a lot of the time at all. He wasn't, like, lighthearted.
He changed and he lost himself. He didn't want to lose himself.
But doesn't he find himself again in Breaking Dawn with the cart?
Do you have one?
Do you have one?
I thought it was your turn.
I just said one.
Why do I never remember when you speak in this? I'm too distracted, like, looking at everyone. Because we're usually looking at each other. Mm-hmm. It's different. Okay, let's see. This is from Abby B. Jacob is so sweet. He's a little grumpy sunshine boy, and I can't stop rooting for him. If that's wrong, I don't want to be right.
Oh, Jacob getting both ends of the spectrum here.
Okay, this one is, I think, special to our event. Mushroom ravioli is actually amazing. I ordered it from the restaurant in Port Angeles the book was based off of. We actually had it last night. If you guys were a VIT member of the FTF festival. Despite the common mushroom aversion people have, I feel, including myself, until I had it, the meal when I was 14, and now I love mushrooms.
Ended on a really blank note.
Sorry.
I'm 14, I love mushrooms.
I don't like mushrooms, but
I never ate a mushroom until I came here and had
it. Same!
Yeah, I didn't have mushroom ravioli until here.
It's good.
Yeah, it's so good.
Like,
yeah.
I don't get it anywhere else.
It's only really eat it good. Here though, because when I got it at home, like, I got a stomach ache and I was like, it's only good at Bella Italia. Yeah. All right, I found one from Brittany L. She says, Breaking Dawn is the worst book in the Twilight series. Sorry, Christine. It was just so anticlimactic, and honestly, I hated having to read from Jacob's perspective for a third of the book, and don't get me started on the whole Jacob imprinting on Renesmee thing. Which, we've gone through that. But I still don't agree. I feel like Breaking Dawn is the happily ever after I always wanted. Does everyone hate Breaking Dawn here? All right, I'm glad everyone here is on my side, just for the record. All right, do you want to have one last one?
Yes, this is from Abby B. The thing about the Twilight Saga is that it's so straight, it's actually gay. We need some LGBTQ plus characters in the TV series.
We need Renesmee and Jane. I want it.
Allison Bell
would be great too.
I want to see this Carlisle Arrow action. Like,
I really would love that. I want to see like a Red, White, and Royal Blue book about Arrow and Carlisle.
All right.
They are like rival families, but not, you know? It's like Romeo and Juliet. If they got together now, Renesmee would have to die for them to get back together.
Are you
what?
Are you talking about Arrow and Carlisle?
Yeah. Oh. If they got back together now, Renesmee would have to die.
Why?
Because they're married.
No.
Yeah, they are.
No. She would be fine.
No.
Yeah, I think Esme would. Arrow would have to be dead.
Yeah.
They're both very devoted to
them. Yeah, they are. They would never look at Arrow.
You
again.
Said Renesmee.
Oh, am I saying Renesmee the whole time? Wow. No wonder you were confused. I was like, I don't understand. You think Esme's going to be okay with him dating Arrow again? I meant Esme. They just have the same name, honestly. All right. Did you do your last one?
Yep.
All right. My last one is Bella's ring is really big and flat. It doesn't look like an engagement ring to
the
me.
The engagement ring is horrible.
I mean, I liked it when I put it on at the store yesterday. I was like, it does look pretty. But
no, it is supposed to be like an antique from the turn of the century. And it doesn't, it looks like something made in 2011. Like, it doesn't look like the style.
I never saw those in 2011, except at Hot Topic.
Exactly. No, but the style of it is all wrong. It needs to be more antique-y and...
Oh, yes! It does look like a shower head. Melissa just said it looks like a shower head. And it does. I think that's what I thought the first time I saw it. One of those rain ones.
It really, because it doesn't, like, there's so much artistry and so much, like, handcrafting from that era because they didn't have machines. And it looks like it was crafted from a machine. It's way too modern. It needed to have that, like, human essence in it.
All right. We're going to move on to our last segment, Marry, Kiss, Cliff. All right. Today in Marry, Kiss, Cliff, we have Rosalie, Paul, or Lauren. Book only Lauren. What are you going to do, Natasha?
This isn't that hard.
What do you mean? You like Paul?
Okay, obviously I'm going to marry Rosalie. Yes.
Rosalie's so mean.
No.
No.
She's mean. Paul is also mean.
Paul is mean.
That's why I put them on here.
Okay, I'm going to... Yeah, this is way too easy. I'm going to kiss Paul and then Cliff Lauren.
Ew, I would never Cliff. I mean, I would never kiss Paul.
Why?
Because he's an asshole. I hated Paul. And my brother and dad's name are Paul, and I would never kiss a Paul.
Oh.
I've always vowed, I'm like, I'm never going to date a Paul. Sorry, change your name.
Her brother and her dad's name is Paul.
Your future spouse. No. Okay, I would Cliff Paul, and I would marry Lauren and kiss Rosalie. I would give her a redemption arc. I'm going to toxically fix her. She is a teenager. I think she can still grow.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to, like, Rosalie is 100-something or less than that. But she's still old, and she should have evolved by now and not gotten, like, mean and jealous of Bella for no apparent reason when she's clearly with Emmett.
I think the Me Too movement would have, like, helped Rosalie, and maybe she would have gotten involved in some foundations with, like, her backstory.
She's been around long enough. There's women who have been talking about this since the forever.
True.
Yeah.
But now it's more out in the open.
No, she's just...
And then she's stuck in the age that she was turned, so...
Yeah.
Is she, though? Everyone else is like, what about Carlisle? He's very wise. Is he stuck at 23?
I feel
Do you think 23-year-old Carlisle was as wise as he is now?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
I don't know, 16 partners, they were dying at like 30 years old.
His dad was still a priest. Who died? In potatoes?
In potatoes?
He died in potatoes. He did in like underground sewers with potatoes.
Why would potatoes? Amy...
Potatoes, though. I really remember those potatoes. All right. Does anyone else have a take on Marry, Kiss, Cliff with Rosalie, Paul, and Lauren that you want to share? Is anyone going to marry Paul? Why? If you missed it, her reasoning was she loves the movie one because he's hot. He has a great smirk. And I do see what you're talking about with the smirk. Wait, was that Alex Mraz?
Yeah.
He was hot. I got...
Yeah, the Rachel story.
Yeah, okay. He'd have to go to therapy. Paul needs therapy.
They all
need therapy. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you all so much for being here today.
Yay!
I hope you... What'd you say?
Oh, a selfie?
Oh, yeah. We should, like, don't move. Let's
do
that.
Well, no, we should wrap up the episode and then
And
we'll
then get a selfie. But don't move when, like, the episode wraps. Yeah, let's take a selfie. Okay. Okay, thank you all so much for being here today. This was so much fun, and sorry for our little technical difficulties in the beginning.
Yeah, sorry.
But thank you for, like, sticking with us here. And Our podcast is edited by Alex Polis and Jake Needham, with music by Cole Jenkins and vocals by Heather Troska. We are at Those Forking Fangirls on Instagram. We have a Patreon with lots of fun perks. Links are all in the show notes. And we post new episodes every Friday on all the major podcasting streamers. So thank you all so much. And we will see you. We will see you next week. To get the music. Woo! Woo! We did it!
'At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.